America, living legend of World War II, and men shall call him traitor.
And now, farewell! Mine is the last face you shall ever see. My voice is the last you shall ever hear.
Surely the most unnecessary words ever penned are these. Continue from last ish.
The walls moving, closing in on me. Does this mean the Red Skull wins at last?
And now, as the end inexorably approaches, I'll deal my most shattering blow. I'll let you meet your fate with this final thought burning into your brain. Because you failed to stop me, America is doomed! Using my giant plastic bubble, I'll destroy the city after city until your entire nation is on its knees before me!
He means it! I've seen the power of his mad weapon. He must be stopped. He must! He must!
To make certain you find no last-minute means of scaling the sheer walls, I'll take a final precaution. Laser beams will provide an impenetrable barrier to any man. And now, farewell. A man of my sensibility abhors the sight of bloodshed.
His control panel. He's deserted it. That means there's still a chance. If I can bring my arm back far enough, everything depends on this one throw. I did it! I smashed the mechanism. The walls have stopped. The laser beams are gone. And that loose wire dangling from above, I kick it out. You gloated too soon, Skull. The final curtain hasn't yet rung down. He's already reached the surface via that glass-enclosed pneumatic lift. If he leaves the aisle before it can reach him, he'll still use his deadly bubble. I'm too late. He's already taking off. It took too long for the lift to come down for me. But by tying the loose wire to the inner strap of my shield, I'm still in the fight. Now if I can just swing clear before the false mountain peak snaps shut again. He's gathering speed. Still doesn't know I'm hanging on below him. I made it! But now the most dangerous task still lies ahead. I've got to reach the ship. Climbing hand over hand before he sees me. But it's useless. There's his face now at the viewport, looking my way.
Captain America still lives! I cannot imagine how he escaped, but it will do him no good!
He's changing course, increasing his speed. Now he's starting to dive! He's heading for the water, and I can't climb up and dive!
Thank you, my star-spangled victim, for allowing me the pleasure of defeating you twice. All I need to do is remain at this altitude long enough for you to default by drowning!
I've beaten him before. I'll do it again. Somehow. Too much at stake for me to drop the gauntlet now. Can't stay under much longer. But one thing you can't stop me from doing, so long as my strength holds out, I can still climb. I've got to pull myself up along the wire, ignoring the pressure. I'm getting it just a little further. There's one thing in my favor. Can't get any lower without damaging ship. The air! At last, I can breathe again. His viewport is too high. The ship's tail shields me from his sight. So far as he knows, I'm still suffocating helplessly below. I've got to reach him before he can learn his intended victim still lives. And does more than just live. For now, armed once again with my shield, the time has come for Captain America to strike back! I broke a plexiglass window on the opposite side of the ship. With luck, the roar of the engines prevented the Skull from hearing it. And now, my final swing made it!
Nothing will keep me from that murderous madman now!
While in the strangely sinister skycraft...
Even Captain America cannot hold his breath this long!
He must be drowned by now.
Which means I can transfer to supersonic flight speed and reach my objective in seconds. There it is! New York City! Slumbering innocently, little dreaming such a fantastic fate that awaits it. Now, at the press of a button, I activate my all-encompassing plastic bubble! When it attains maximum size, it is capable of electronically enveloping the very heart of the world's greatest metropolis! Then, by setting my anti-gravity impulse waves to full intensity, I lift an entire square mile of city as effortlessly as a bubble!
After lengthy consultation and soul-searching, the editorial and advisory board of Mighty Marvel have unanimously agreed not to give a detailed explanation of how the Red Skull's deadly plastic bubble operates, just in case this top-secret revelation should fall into enemy hands. Security Conscious Stan!
Millions of lives dwell within that area! Lives that the Red Skull now holds in the palm of his hand. All I need to do is convince Washington that I can seize any section of any city as easily as this. And anything I demand will be mine for the asking.
Not a chance, Skull. Not while Captain America still lives.
Do again!
Don't touch that switch!
Ha! You're too late! Haven't you realized yet that your own courage and stamina are useless against the power and weapons of the matchless Red Skull? No matter how many lives you seem to possess, the final triumph will always be mine!
It was only a 12-foot drop, not enough to injure me. Why would the Skull have done it, unless... What's that? Sneaking around from behind. Steel tentacles! Some sort of deadly mechanical watchdog. It's hurling me at the bulkheaded wall. If I hit head first, I'm a goner. Only a split second in which to act. Got to manage a complete somersault in midair. And then... to put me above the attacking steel robot. Made it! Now if I can just leap atop his back before he can spin around. So long as the Skull has control of his plastic bubble weapon, I can't afford to waste a single second. One extra heartbeat's delay may mean the destruction of an entire city. By smashing his antenna, I'll make this monstrosity blind, unable to guide himself. Which means it's finally Captain America's turn to attack! If I can just use the resilient steel back of the thing below me to furnish all the spring I need... Stay away from those controls!
Again you return! Now you leave me no choice! I must destroy you with my own hands! No living man is my equal at karate!
Let those words be your epitaph!
No one has ever struck me that way before. The price of that indignity shall be the death of the entire city which hovers below us!
No! You've released the safety! If you press that button again, the bubble will break, and more than a million lives will plummet to their doom! No way I can reach him in time. I dare not even try. You can't! You mustn't! Name your terms! I'll do anything.
Your word! Give me your word as an Avenger to serve me for 24 hours.
I must. I've no other choice. I give you my word.
Ha! Now the city interests me no longer. It has served its purpose. Since the world has seen my power, I'll return it to normal. And now I'll dissolve my magnificent bubble, for it is a time to assign you your first task on my behalf.
I had to pledge my word. I had to. My life doesn't matter, but I had to save the others, the countless innocent victims.
Stands in front of that TV lens as I break into every program on the Earth. For the entire world must learn of my total victory, okay?
Alright. Attention, hope of mankind! What I have done to New York City is but a sample of what the Red Skull can accomplish. With the help of my new partner, Evil, she was heroic Captain America! Speak! You star-spangled spies, speak so that all may see that Captain America has finally betrayed those who trusted him! Who is your master now? Speak!
I serve only the Red Skull.
He said it! We heard him!
It can't be! And yet, we saw it with our own eyes! Captain America has actually turned traitor! If he and the Red Skull have joined forces, then none of us are safe.
So, the world has been warned, but still they cannot suspect. They cannot comprehend the fate that awaits them when we deliver my final blow together.
Next, the last defeat.
Glory.
Captain America, living legend of World War II. The last defeat. In order to save the city of New York from annihilation at the merciless hands of the Red Skull, Captain America has pledged to serve the master of villainy for 24 hours. However, unaware of the reason for Cap's heart-rending decision, a shocked citizenry can find only one word for the tortured Red, White, and Blue Avenger.
Trade up!
Traitor!
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 Traitor! Trade up!
Traitor!
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 You're a traitor!
Traitor!
Traitor! Trade up!
As a breathless world waits and wonders in fearful anticipation of the Red Skull's next murderous move, a strangely forbidding sky craft blazes across the wide Atlantic.
We are now into the 23rd hour. I have kept you in suspense long enough. The time has come for you to fulfill your pledge to me. We will delay no longer. What an incredible triumph it is for me. Not only have I given you the last defeat, but I have convinced the world that Captain America is a traitor. And you are helpless to redeem yourself. Because of your stupid code of ethics, you will not even break a promise to me!
But remember, Skull, within a matter of minutes, the 24 hours will have ended. I'll be free to act once again.
Fool! Before these last few minutes have ticked by, I'll have what I want, and you will be destroyed forever! Now, you will answer this most vital question. What is the location of the XPT-1, the world's newest atomic submarine? Speak! You are pledged to answer me!
The XPT-1 is capable of carrying more Polaris missiles than any ship afloat. You can't! You mustn't get your hands on it!
Remember your oath! You must tell me!
It's cruising in the North Atlantic.
I know that, you star-spangled spine! I want the exact latitude and longitude from you.
What makes you think I would know?
Stop stalling! You are dealing with the Red Skull! I know that you and the other accursed Avengers receive complete briefings on America's global defense posture.
Cruising speed is 200 knots, and the prescribed course for her first tour of duty shall be...
Now, with 60 seconds of your pledge time remaining, you must answer me!
I have no other choice. At this time, XPT-1 should be in the area of 50 degrees longitude and 45 degrees latitude.
Ha! That's all I have to know. My final command to you is, seat yourself in that electric chair, quickly! My triumph is about to be utterly and totally complete. Good, good! My automatic cerebral lie detector informs me that you have divulged the truth! And now, since 24 hours are over, you are freed of your pledge! But you'll never truly be free again! First, I strap you securely within that chair, and then, as I go to destroy America's most vital weapon, at the merest press of a button, I have also destroyed my most hated enemy. And, as you call me your doom, I leave you with this final message. It was you yourself who gave me the information to launch my attack upon the Bastion of Freedom! So, with that ironic thought burning in your brain, I bid you a last farewell!
The chair is on tracks! He's sending it hurtling back! Towards what? I've got to break free! But the straps are specially treated bands of unbreakable plastic. Still, I mustn't give up. Mustn't panic. There's got to be a way. No matter what happens, must keep my wits about me. I've stopped. Machine above. It's starting to generate heat. Now I understand. It's a heat ray. Getting hotter by the second. If I remain here any longer, I'm finished! But there's always an escape if a man keeps his nerve! I've got to think! Got to... Wait! I have it! My shield! I can just flex my muscles enough to move it a fraction of an inch! It will catch the rays of beam at just the right angle! There! I'm getting it! Now a fast backflip then! I managed to kick the heating element, shattering it. By focusing the fiery rays on my restraining straps, my shield enabled me to burn them off! I'm free again. But wait, the ship, it stopped. The skull must have found our sub. Too risky to try to reach him again. Too many booby traps up there. My first duty is to warn the sub. We're not too high over the water. If I can just get up enough steam to batter my way through the window behind my protective shield. I did it! Nothing will stop me now.
But even as the dauntless Sentinel of Liberty plunges beneath the waves, in the ship overhead, a merciless madman manipulates his complex controls.
My first task is to put the entire crew of the XPT-1 under my hypnotic control through the use of my subliminal sonar waves. Now, all I need to do is train the cybernetic sonar activator at the she below and let the wave expand! Then, all that remains is to issue the vital mental command.
You all legions of me to the Red Skull! My wishes are your wishes! The Red Skull is your master! And now, you will surface! Bring the XPT-1 to the surface! You must obey! And now you will surface! Bring the XPT-1 to the surface! You must obey!
Now hear this. Attention all hands. This is the captain speaking. Prepare to surface.
The sound of throbbing engines just ahead of me, getting louder. It's the sub starting to surface. Got to reach it before the skull does. The hatch is opening. If I can just make it in time, I must. From here on in, every second counts. Every move I make can spell the difference between life and death. Got no time to explain. You've got to reach maximum depth at once. Don't just stand there, man. The Red Skull is about to attack.
The Red Skull is our master.
Listen to me. This is no time for clowning. Don't you... Wait a minute. Those staring eyes. That trance-like expression. You meant what you said.
The Red Skull is our master. He tries to turn us against our master. He is our enemy. sees him.
Then I'm too late. He's found a way to hypnotize you. All of you. You mustn't fight me. You don't know what you're doing. It's no use. You're not reading me. Got to break free. Even if it means battling my own countrymen. The skull must be stopped. Get back. Back, I say. I don't want to hurt you. I said back.
The Red Skull is our master.
Got to reach the control room, no matter what. Luckily, they can't think as clearly or move as fast in their dazed condition.
He is the master's enemy. We have to stop. Oh.
Mister, nothing's gonna stop me now, and I mean nothing.
I'll get him.
Have to move faster. Reinforcements on the way!
There he goes. Stop him.
There's what I want. Just ahead. Now if my luck will hold out just a minute longer. Only one guard to get past. I'm practically home free. No hard feelings, lad. I'm just trying to help you all in spite of yourselves.
Oof.
This is what I want. By adjusting the reactor's energy output, I should be able to cancel out the skull's hypnotic control. There! This should bring the crew back to normal again. But that was only half the problem. The other adjustment I made will serve to... Uh-oh. Looks like I've got company again.
It's Captain America. How'd you get aboard this ship? Say, wait a minute. According to the news broadcast, you joined traitor. Now I get it. You're trying to sabotage us.
Well, at least I freed them from the skull's hypnotic effect. But now they'll be harder than ever to hold back. Look! You've got it all wrong. I'm here to help you. You're in desperate danger.
Belay it, mate. You're not pulling the wool over our eyes. Come on, let's rush him!
Meanwhile, unaware of what has transpired below, the Red Skull barks his final commands.
This is your master, the Red Skull! Now here's this! You must abandon ship, every one of you! Abandon ship! You must obey me! You have no choice! First I destroyed Captain America, who gave his life in a vain effort to save you! And next, the XPT Dash Bomb shall be mine!
Hey, hold it, you guys! Did you hear that?
Cap was telling the truth! Now listen, here's what we've got to do!
Minutes later, the entire crew of the XPT-1 silently leaves the surface ship. As they expressionlessly march into the Red Skull's now floating craft...
As long as everyone does what's expected of him, there's no reason for the Skull to suspect anything. We can't afford to have him catch on. His next hypnotic attack would be twice as powerful.
Then, finally, after the last crewman is crowded inside... The Master Villain skyship begins to rise, leaving a solitary figure standing triumphantly upon the deck of the now-abandoned XPT-1.
I've done it! I've accomplished the seemingly impossible! First, I destroy the greatest enemy, and then, single-handedly, I capture the mightiest fighting machine of all! With this nuclear-powered multi-missile dreadnought under my control, no force on Earth can stand against me! So long as those fools are under my hypnotic guidance, I can will them to return to my aircraft at any time! But now, I have far more monumental matters to consider. I must decide which unsuspecting target will be the first to feel my irresistible missile attack. For only by completely decimating an entire metropolis can I make the world realize it must obey my every whim. Within a few short hours, all the Earth shall gravel beneath the heels of the mighty Red Skull.
But then, seconds later...
Skull, this is Captain America. You are in deadly danger. You have 60 seconds to leave the XPT-1. Abandon the ship now. We will pick you up. Hurry!
He lives! My worst enemy still lives! It can't be! It can't!
He must not defeat me again. Not again!
You didn't realize XPT-1 is an experimental ship. Having served its purpose, it was on its final voyage to be destroyed. I merely changed the timing device. You now have only 45 seconds. We're waiting, Skull.
No, no, I still have a chance. If I can reach the timing device before 0 second.
Skull, we can't wait any longer. Where are you?
I'll reach it. The world will yet be mine. It is my destiny to rule. I must be true to my destiny.
But, alas, no man ever truly knows his real destiny.
It looks like the end of the Red Skull at last.
The skipper's already on the radio, giving a report of what's happened, Cap. You'll be more of a hero than ever when you get ashore.
A hero? I'm no more a hero than any man who fights for justice and freedom and brotherhood. So long as we cherish liberty, so long as the bitter weed of tyranny can never take root upon our shores, then all of us are heroes. And the dream, which is America, will long endure.
He's...
All I need to do is remain at this altitude long enough for you to default by drowning? What?
The ship's tail shield me.
Okay.
The ship's tail shield me from his sight. Ship's...
I broke a plexiglass window.
Oh.
Which means I can transfer to supersonic speed flight thing, something or other. All right, hold on. Which means I can transfer to supersonic flight of Sasu Skasapa.
Let me try this one more time.
Then, by setting my anti-gravity impulse wave to full intensity, I lift an entire square mile of
After lengthy consultation and soul-searching, the editorial and advisory board of Mighty Marvel Just in case this top secret revelation should fall into enemy hands. Security's called.
Millions of lives dwell with that scar.
Haven't you realized yet that your own courage and stamina are useless against the powers of Zazapaza?
God damn it.
It's hurling at me. It's hurling me at the bulkhead wall. Oh, f*** me.
And now it's f***ing me.
I have to remember that one. Oh, I'm sorry.
Have joined forces.
I can't keep it up.
We will not let the circus clear.
But even as the dauntless sentinel...
I'll have half as hard.
But even as the dauntless sentinel of liberty plunges beneath the waves in the,
God damn it.
XPT-1 should be in the area of 50 longitude and 40... I don't even know.
In the ship overheard... But even as the dauntless sentinel of liberty plunges into the...
Oh, Christ.
We're not too high over the water. If I can just get it up...
Captain America's gonna get
it up. Yeah!
So with that ironic, thought... Within a shoe... Within a...